This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Chapel Hill native John Plymouth was first known to Triangle Music fans as one of the founders of the Pressure Boys and the Sex Police. But since the early 90s, Plymouth has spent most of his time behind the scenes, producing for other musicians. So it was to those folks that he turned last year when he decided to put together an album to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Plymouth has a personal reason for wanting to help cure cystic fibrosis. His four-year-old daughter, Allie, suffers from the chronic respiratory disease. The CD, Songs for 65 Roses, was released earlier this week and features music from a host of former and current North Carolina acts, including Claire Holly, the $2 Pistols, and Greg Humphreys. John Plymouth joins me in the studio now, along with Greg Humphreys, Claire Holly, John Howie Jr. of the $2 Pistols, and welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
John, tell me a little bit about cystic fibrosis. First of all, did you know much about it before your daughter was diagnosed?
No, I knew almost nothing about it before. I had we knew one relative, very distant, not even a blood relative, that had had cystic fibrosis, and all I knew about her was that she had had a double lung transplant at about age 30. So that was the only thing I knew about it.
And so then you pulled together this project. How long has this project been in the making?
Well, the initial idea started a little bit over a year ago, but I'd say we've been working on it kind of nonstop since September.
You were talking about the number of people who you, I mean, certainly there are a lot of folks in the music industry you know, particularly as a producer now, but you even got to know in greater depth how rich an area this is in music and other talent as well.
It's an amazing area. You know, I've been playing music in this town for, gosh, it seems like 25 years now, which is amazing to say. Yeah. And some of these people I've worked with, you know, since almost the beginning.
18 tracks on the CD. Have you worked with everybody on the CD who's on the CD?
I've worked in the studio with, I think, almost everybody on there, and even many of the songwriters that are actually being covered on there I've worked with.
Claire Holly, you are out in L.A. now. How did you end up on this CD?
Because I met John, fortunately, in 1996 when I was looking through the Yellow Pages to find a producer for some songs that I wanted to record here. So we've done a couple of records together. So even though I'd moved out there, he still considered me North Carolina enough, and I'm honored to be on it.
And you were raised here?
I'm actually a native Mississippian, but I spent 6 years living in North Carolina, so I feel like it's kind of where I got my musical start.
And you perform on this CD, Lion Song by Herod and Funk. Mm-hmm. Who are they, and how did you pick that song?
Herod and Funk is actually a duo that I knew from college, and Jason Herod, the one of the half of Herod and Funk, is from North Carolina, and we're friends, and this was a song that I love a lot of their songs. I'm a fan of theirs, but this was just one that I found that I like to perform.
Would you perform it for us?
Yes,
Line Song?
I sure will.
Claire Holly.
These two lions that I know, beautiful as they are strong, sleeping in each other's arms. When the thunder rocks your bones and the night is cold and long, their jungle keeps you warm. When you go out on your boat and the wind is whipping you and you feel the water rising, see the line of blue on blue given as a gift to you. Keep your eyes on that horizon. Pressure underneath. see the line of blue on blue. You will break out, you will, and if you run some fleet of feet. 'Cause what have we not been given? What have we not been shown? These two lines that I know, beautiful as they are strong, sleeping in each other's arms. When the thunder rocks your bones and the night is cold and long, their jungle kept me.
Claire Holly from the newly released CD, Songs for 65 Roses. That's called The Lion Song. It's a beautiful song. Did John Plymel, who has produced the CD and brought together these 18 tracks and artists, did you choose the songs? Did you ask the artists to choose the songs they were going to perform?
No, for the most part, I didn't choose the songs. I really wanted the artists to have the creative freedom to pick something that they really believed in, because I kind of knew it would probably end up coming out a lot more interesting if they picked something that they really thought was special and figured out a way to make it their own.
And on the liner notes, I noticed you did say this song has some really powerful significance for you.
Yeah, that's right, it does. My wife, this became a song that my wife Amy, it really reminded her of a story, of a true story of a girl that lives in Chapel Hill now, who had moved here with her boyfriend a couple years ago. And he had moved to Chapel Hill because he had cystic fibrosis and he was on the waiting list for a lung transplant at the hospital. And for various reasons, he never got that transplant, and he died. And it was a really beautiful song about, it just kind of makes you think of these two people together struggling.
Gorgeous lyrics, too. I love the line in there with it. The song is The Lion's Song, and then the line of Blue on Blue is just kind of gorgeous lyrics, the way the poetry comes together. And so beautiful. John Howie Jr., welcome. I want
Thank
to talk
you.
With you a little bit as well.
All right.
This is, you've done a number of songs for this before, obviously performed in the area. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the song that you are performing on this CD.
Well, we ended up doing a song by Superchunk, who've obviously been around here a long time and have also worked with John. And it just kind of, the whole thing seemed like a good excuse for us to do something that I guess people might otherwise raise an eyebrow at. It's not every day you can get away with covering a song that's in an entirely different genre,
yeah,
shall we say, than your own group. So for us it was just, and I love the song. It's a beautiful song. Lyrically it kind of fits in with our, you know, with $2 Pistols style country music, the loss of love and what have you.
So the song is Driveway to Driveway.
Exactly.
It's a well-known song, and again, you're sort of moving out of genre, but what is it about this particular song that made you think, you know what, this is the, if we're going to move out, this is the one we want?
I think, again, the lyrics, the way that he you know, portrays the idea of deception and you know, loss of an important relationship, you know, would fit in any, you know, kind of George Jonesy type situation, if you will.
Would you play it for us now, John Howie Jr.? It'd
be my pleasure, and I'm going to get Mr. Greg Humphreys here to help me out on some lead guitar.
Driveway to Driveway.
1, 2, 3, 4. Did I lay you down in those? Names on stones have been erased. Honey, I thought it was you that I had chased. Driveway to driveway drunk.
I don't remember this too well, but I still have the scripts to prove it. Prove it was me. Honey, I thought it was you that I had chased. Driveway to driveway drunk. I don't remember this too well, but I still have the scripts to prove it.
John Howie Jr., Greg Humphreys, live in the studio by the bay on the state of things today with a song called Driveway to Driveway, done first by Superchunk, now on a brand new CD just out, Songs for 65 Roses, part of a cystic fibrosis fundraising effort by John Plymel, the record producer in this area. John, where's the name come from?
The title of the 65 CD. Roses is the way that young children will often say the word cystic fibrosis. Because it's kind of a difficult word for little kids to say, and it's typically a disease that, you know, that affects younger children. So that's when you're trying to tell them, you know, what they have and what the disease is, that's usually how they'll say it back to you.
65 Roses. Greg Humphreys, you, Claire, and John are going to be performing tonight at the Cat's Cradle as part of the CD release party and benefit for cystic fibrosis and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Sort of a vocal version, I guess, of Live Aid. Some interesting collaborations then, I guess. Tonight.
Absolutely. Robert Sledge, Ben Folds, Five bass player, and I, and Zeke Hutchins, who plays drums for Tiff Merritt, are going to back up some of the performers.
So it's a real chance to get together with some musicians who I guess you've heard and seen in the area, but maybe have never played with, huh?
Absolutely. It's a great excuse to bring all sorts of people together and just have a good time for a good cause.
Well, and you're going to do more than backup. You perform Squirrel Nut Zipper's Bent Out of Shape, right?
That's right.
You remember the first time you heard that?
Yeah, the songwriter Jimbo Mathis, a Squirrel Nut Zipper, played this song for me on his front porch, and he told me he had a song he wanted me to cover, and it stuck in the back of my head. So when John called me about this project, I thought this is the perfect chance to do a version of this song.
Great music scene in this area where you hear it first on your front porch in the Triangle.
Right.
Would you play it for us now?
Absolutely.
Bent Out of Shape, Greg Humphreys. Thank you.
I'm so bent up, out of shape. Baby, can you set me straight? Set me back up on the square. I hope it's not too late. We had a quarrel, love is bad. Now I'm wondering where my mind was at. Set this thing right before the night is through. Before this night, every now and then I feel this way. I cry the whole night long. Every now and then I call your name. I'm sorry, I'm not ashamed. Coming to you on bended knee, let me ask you confidentially. Set this thing right before the night is through. Before this night, every now and then I call your name. I cry the whole night long. Every now and then I call your name. I'm sorry, I'm not ashamed.
And with Greg Humphreys performing for us, I want to say that John Plymel is the producer of Songs for 65 Roses, a CD to benefit Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Claire Holly, John Howie Jr., and Greg Humphreys all have tracks on the CD. You can catch them and a host of other locals tonight at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, a benefit for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Laura Brown and the staff of the Southern Historical Collection for the tape of Billy Arthur. And thank you for listening. If you have a comment about our program or you want to hear an archived edition of past programs, you can go to our website at thestateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.